The data could or should include the following items. First off, the intersection geometry. This includes the lane usage and link distances. In addition, at least some base existing intersection turning movement counts. This may be AM peak hour counts, PM peak hour counts, off-peak period, or any other special traffic period, and counts of vehicles and pedestrians, along with seasonal counts, as and if required.